Well, here it is, the 22nd of January, or December, I should say. Three more days till Christmas. And all kinds of changes have come about today. But I guess I can justify a tape here. You know, a tape is kind of long, and you got to kind of build up a week or two of things to say before you can fill a tape up and send it. But, I got my little radio going here in the background. Let me turn it down here a little bit. I guess I can kind of, since the letters I write are to Jenny, I'll just go ahead and repeat a lot of things that I write in the letters on the tape. But even though I'm probably sure everybody read them anyway, I don't know. But I don't remember where I left off on the last tape, but I told you that I was going to battalion to work in the Tactical Operations Center as one of the officers work down there. Well, they have three officers working down there, including myself, which includes myself, I should say. And you work a 24-hour shift, and then you're off for 48 hours, 24 on, 48 off. So it gives you 2 days with nothing to do and a long, long shift while you are working. So tomorrow I'm going to work my first shift, and I'm going to work it with the guy that I'm replacing. He being the, well, maybe I'll possibly be working with him supervising. And then I get 2 days off, and then the next day I'm on my own. And it looks like it's a lot easier job than I had expected. There's very little to it. I can kind of give you an idea of what I'd be doing. But so you come on at noon, and from noon to, say, 6 in the afternoon, not much of anything goes on. Your missions are being flown by the companies during the day, and if they have any problems with correlation between the ground units that they're supporting or aircraft go down for maintenance or any other reason, and you have to jiggle some missions around, and then that's what I would do. But generally nothing goes on. We fly so few Chinooks, and when an aircraft goes down for maintenance, there's usually enough spares that the battalion's not really even bothered with it. I don't know, I can't think of anything else that happens during the day, just not much of anything. And then from about 6 o'clock in the evening, everybody goes home except for the Tactical Operations Center, which stays open 24 hours. So when the battalion commander and the S1 and everybody goes home, you get to pick up all their phone calls, and you become a duty officer / battalion operations center officer until work starts the next morning. And at 6 o'clock, you hold guard mount for the bunker line. We've got 6 bunkers. We've got 3 in the engineer company to the north of us here have 3, but we combine them all into 6 and have 1 duty officer for all 6 of them, and they provide the sergeant and the guard, and we both companies provide the guard. And you hold your guard mount very informally, just see that everybody's got their weapons, their steel pot, and their flak jacket, and they all know what their bunkers are going to, and then when that's over, you got to inspect them twice during the night, once before midnight and once after. So that's no big deal. However, if you ever got attacked or anything like that, and I might be pretty busy, but then again, I wouldn't be directing a war from down there. I'd be getting somebody up that knew what was going on, you know. But Long Bend, well, actually, I'm at LZ or Camp Plantation or Plantation or whatever. It's the first LZ north of Long Bend, and it's like Riverside and San Bernardino. There just isn't any space between them, or so maybe I should say something like Anaheim and Los Angeles or something. But Long Bend is this one great big huge LZ. They got Plantation and Frenzel Jones and a few other camps, and they're all back to back. Long Bend is the headquarters for USAV and MACV. They've got everything is here. This is just the center of the whole operations, and it's protected. Therefore, I got 2 evacuation hospitals here. The 7th Air Force headquarters is here. Everything is here, including the Chinese restaurant, which I'll explain. You know, I'll talk about a little later. But after guard mount, 6 o'clock, and then the companies, usually about 6 o'clock, their missions have been completed that day, and they usually call in their total number sorties and tons and everything. You've got to, you know, write them down and make a report. And then every 5 days, every once a week, I guess it's on Thursday, you forward a report to group headquarters, and they get it once a week. So you keep track of all this stuff. And then you go down to the 2 Field Force headquarters and pick up all the hook missions for 3 Corps, which, because you got the only 2 hook companies in 3 Corps. So besides the first cab, it is. You go down and pick up the missions in person, and then you get them into your operations center, and you divvy them up between the two companies. Try to get everybody equal number of missions, and try to keep one company in one AO and another company in another, so you don't have them running all over 3 Corps. And this gives me an idea. By doing this, I'll find out what's going on where. See, I can really keep abreast of the war in 3 Corps. I know just about all there is to know about what's going on here because of the missions that we have to pass down, the type of cargo we carry and the type of action and so forth. We also make reports on downed aircraft and enemy hits and everything else, but the last report filed through our office was a shot at report. It didn't even take a hit, and that was in the end of November. Nobody's even been shot at this month of December so far around here, so things are pretty good that way. After you get all the missions divvied up, you send them down to the companies on a secure radio, and they type them up and so on, and then they fly them. Then after that, you can go to sleep. They got a cot down there because there's nothing else to do unless, of course, you got to do your inspection of the bunker before and after midnight, but there's very little to do. You got a specialist or some sort of enlisted man down there that actually physically makes out the reports. However, they're fairly simple and they're easy enough to do if he doesn't know how, if you ever get a new man or something like that. It's no big deal. And once you've checked your guard, you can just go sack out until 6 o'clock the next morning or so. I'm just breaking this down from 6 to 12 and 12 to 6. And kind of give you an idea of what happened. So from 12 midnight to 6 in the morning, nothing, very little, unless something unusual happens. So we're going to pick up a Huey VIP company. The battalion is, I don't know when, but one of these days. And when that happens, I imagine we'll be getting missions down in the middle of the night, add twos and changes from and everything else, because VIPs are kind of hard to determine when they want to do something, you know, so you've got to kind of keep on your toes, and that'll probably throw a little more excitement into the game at night. But generally speaking, you should get three or four or five hours sleep, which isn't too bad when you get the next 2 days off anyway. So 6 in the morning, all your aircraft launch, depending on what time the missions go out and everything, I'd say around 6. And you've got to coordinate. If any aircraft get off late, you've got to coordinate with 12th Group and 2 Field Force and make sure the supported outfits know that they're going to be late and et cetera, et cetera. The same old hassle, getting everything, you know, off. It's like getting all the kids off to school in the morning. And once you get them going, they're all right. Unless, of course, somebody takes a hit or gets shot at or something, then you got a report to fill out. So not much other than that. Also, 7 o'clock every morning. 7 or 7:30? I guess 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock every morning, you got to go in and brief the battalion commander on what's happened the previous day and what is going to happen that day as far as missions, hours, phone, et cetera, et cetera. This battalion commander is kind of fantastic, in my opinion, because he really keeps abreast of what's going on in his battalion. Every one of us, he uses his staff members very effectively, and he has, for about the first 2 hours every morning, everybody goes in one at a time and briefs him on their particular area. And this battalion commander, anybody can come up and ask him anything about that battalion, and he knows the answer because every morning he's briefed. Plus he runs around during the day and comes in and shoots a bull with you, and wants you to give him a little additional information or something. He'll sit down and look at your real pretty map, and you got all the missions drawn out on it and everything, and you show him how everything's going, and just the same old business. And he's really, really, well, it hasn't been required until this battalion commander, but it seems like a real good idea. Maybe it'll be carried on in the future. But that takes care of it. Then comes noon, then you're off. And then you're off for 2 days. You don't have to go to work until the third day after you're off at noon again. So I think what I'm going to do now, since I've settled in and got my job and everything, I'm going to go ahead and try to get myself some education here. And while I work tomorrow, but the next 2 days I'll be going down to the education center and researching, plus writing a couple letters to DA and telling them I want to get in the college completion program when I get back from Vietnam and et cetera, et cetera. And try to get myself an education. I'm getting a real good background, a military background right now. And the only thing I'll be lacking for a real well-rounded career, a fruitful career supposedly, if I decide to make a career, that is, and I laugh, is an education. So that'd be my number one thought once I get everything taken care of. I've also kind of got interested in building a balsa wood airplane with a motor on it and everything, so I don't know, I might kind of mess around with that. But the room I got in now is actually a lot nicer than the one I had at Puloy. Well, there's three people in it, but that's very temporary. I'll be moving into a room by myself as soon as somebody moves out. I guess maybe the guy I'm replacing moves out. And I'm going to have to go ahead and get some of the niceties. Well, the other day, I guess the day before yesterday or something, I went down and bought a transistor radio. It's kind of a swinging little outfit here. It's designed to be horizontal instead of vertical. It's real, you know, like low silhouette. You know, it's only about 3 inches high, but it's 9 inches wide and 6 inches deep or so. Well, 7-8 inches deep. But you said on your counter, it's got a real low silhouette, and it's got a pop-up clock on the top, and it glows at night, and it's an alarm clock. This is a clock radio, AM/FM clock radio, and it's got automatic frequency control, and it's pretty nice. You got a 60-minute delay thing that you can set at night, and 60 minutes after you set it, it turns the radio off, and then in the morning when you got your alarm set, it turns the radio back on and wakes you up with a radio. And I bought one of those, and I bought a flashlight, which was only a couple of bucks, and I need. And I've got a fan in my room now. It needs overhauling. It doesn't work now, but I think I can fix it and make it run. Other than that, I'll have to scrounge me a new fan someplace. But I think I'm going to have to get me a TV set or something, because things really get slow down that tactical operations center. And, of course, when you have your 2 days off, kind of need something to do. But I might pick up myself a used TV, a little Sony 9-inch or whatever they... And then that should be the extent of the things I have to buy or will buy for my whole tour. But so far, that's what's happened today. It gives you kind of an idea of what I'm doing for a job. And I don't know, it's really really interesting. So the quarters I'm living in here, not only being a little nicer, it's sort of a... officers club deal here again. We have an officers club in one quarter, in a corner of the area. And a corner, I mean that we have a court in the middle, and all of the BOQ's doors are facing into the court. And you have a little canal or a hallway or something that comes from the outside into the court area, and then from the court area you go into your room. And on one end, one corner of the court is the officers club. So that kind of gives you an idea of the layout here. Well, I got a little bit interrupted just about the time I said that last word, just prior to my talking right now. One of my roommates dropped in, and it was kind of getting in the evening anyway, so I got up and shut the tape recorder off and took all my clothes off and went out and got a shower and came back, put my gold Levi's and shirt on, went into the club and played a couple rounds of ping pong, drank a Coke, and when I came back, he was asleep, and I decided to go to bed, too. So here it is, 8:40 in the morning on the 23rd of December. And I was still, I think, in the process of explaining where I live here. Let me give you an idea of what furnishings we've got in here. So each officer, well, there's three of us in here, so one's got makeshift furnishings, because there's only supposed to be two in here, and there will be shortly, I guess. But I've got a three-quarter Hollywood bed with a wood headboard and wood footboard, and the thing's fairly low off the ground. The top of the bed is about, it's about 14, 15 inches off the ground. It's real low. And I've got the headboard and footboard are mahogany. I've got a mahogany chest of drawers and a double steel wall locker. And there's some other little miscellaneous. There's an end table here that I got my radio and a light sitting on. I don't know who the light belongs to, but I've just claimed it. And on the dresser's at the end of my bed, and I got my fan sitting on it, and then the tape recorder when it's not in use. Right now it is in use, and it's laying on my bed along with me. We got two neon double light fixtures and a floor and a roof fan. And there's a couple of three miscellaneous pictures hanging up on the wall, mostly of nude women. And I don't know, that's about it. The floor is concrete. And I think I'll see if I can scarf myself up a little throw rug or something here to put by my bed to keep my feet clean while I change my shoes. And other than that, that's about it. Hooch Mates came in this morning I got up about 5 minutes after 7. And the Hooch Mate was in here before I got my pants on just about, so they get here pretty early. And she took all my laundry out. Looks like they do the same things here. Maybe I don't know if it'd be any better or not, but you get your clothes back on a hanger here all pressed. We used to get ours back folded and pressed at Fool Away. So, So they look a little bit nicer. And other than that, it's about the same. The only thing not as good here as a Fuloy is that the latrine here does not have flush toilets, but the shower and the wash basins, of course, do have hot water. If you get there early enough, it doesn't take long to run out of hot water, so. But no flush toilets. So, other than that, that's about it. Whew. First thing I did when I got up this morning, I got up and got dressed and shaved and everything. I was out of here about, 25 till 8 or so. I went over to the mess hall and they stopped serving at 7:30, so I missed breakfast. And I went down to the BOC and I had a cup of coffee down there and I sat down there for a while. Then I left and decided, well, this would be a good chance to go to the civilian or the education office. So I went up the motor pool looking for a driver's license, and everybody was busy and they're not going to make driver's license until this afternoon, so I guess I'll get in on that. And then I came right back to the room here.